All right, break away from your thinking now. And here's the children's verse this morning. And it's found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 6 and verse 23. Who's going to read it for me? Romans 6, 23. Who's going to read it for me? Romans 6, 23. Anyone got it up there in the gallery? Up in the rarefied atmosphere of the gallery. Anyone got it? Anyone downstairs got it? Romans 6, 23. Here's a man got it, I think, nearly in the front. Richard, arise and read it for me. Good man. That's right. The gift of God is eternal life. I want to tell you a wee simple story this morning about an African boy who grew up to be a man not long ago, not one of my long-distance history stories. This wee boy grew up to be a man not long ago, and his name was Melkamu. Melkamu. Isn't that a strange story? Or a strange name? Melkamu. Well, now, Melkamu was born in a very poor family. He didn't live in a lovely house like the house you live in, and he couldn't look forward to the wonderful presents I'm sure you'll all be getting tomorrow morning. Sweat, sweat, sweat for the parents. All right? He couldn't look forward to that. He was a very poor boy. But his dad was a Christian. He was a preacher. And when Melkamu was only 11, this little African boy was called to his father's side, and his father said, "Melkamu, I'm going to die very soon. I haven't any money. I can't give you any gold. I haven't any property. I can't leave my house to you. But I have a gift for you." And Melkamu wondered what the gift would be. Perhaps he was a wee bit disappointed it wouldn't be money. Perhaps he was a wee bit disappointed it wouldn't be a house. But his father said, "Bring me my Bible." So Melkamu went away, and he soon found his father's Bible. He knew where to get it. And it was a very old Bible because his dad had used it. And it was a rather lined Bible where his father had marked it. But he brought the Bible to Melkamu. And Melkamu's dad said to him, "Now, son," he said, "I want you to take this Bible, and I want you to keep it for the rest of your life. It's my gift to you." An old Bible. I wonder what some of you would say tomorrow morning when you delved into your stocking or pillow slip and found an old Bible. You wouldn't be very pleased, would you? Especially one that was worn and well read and well ruled. But you know, Melkamu took it and he kept it. And he kept it all his life. That Bible that belonged to his dad. And you know, he found out three wonderful things about this gift his father had given him. He found out that the longer he kept it, the more he liked it. Now, isn't that a strange thing? Because some of the things you get tomorrow morning, within a week, you'll put them away and you'll never even play with them again. And I know that's a fact, because I have in my attic at home things that were only kept for a week, and the children never looked at them again. The longer they had them, the less they liked them, and at last they didn't want them. But Melkamu discovered that the longer he kept this Bible, the more he liked it. The second thing he discovered was this: the more he used it, the newer it became. Isn't that a strange thing? You see, the presents you get tomorrow, even although you use them a lot, supposing it's a bike, I daren't say some of the things you'll be getting, the more you use it, it becomes old and worn. But this gift that Melkamu got from his dad, the more he used it, it became newer to him. And every time he read it, something new started up from the page. He said, "That's great. I've never, ever seen that before." So, the longer he had it, the better he liked it. And the more he used it, the newer it became. And the more he gave away of it, the more he had of it. Malcolm used to go about, you know, his village, and he would tell people about the Bible. He would come across ladies perhaps washing their clothes in the river. He would say, listen, I can tell you of a soap which will make not your clothes clean, but your heart clean. He would come across a farmer sowing seed in his field, and he would say, I can tell you about a seed which is the word of God, and when it comes down into your heart, it will spring up into everlasting life. And you know, the more Malcolm used this gift, it seemed the more he understood it, and the more he knew about it. And he kept that gift all his life. And you know, in the end, he had to admit, it's the very best gift I ever had. No gift to me has been like the gift of my dad's Bible. The longer I've had it, the more I like it. The more I use it, the newer it becomes. And the more of it I give away, the more I seem to have for myself. But you see, boys and girls and men and women, that's what God's gifts are like. They're not like the gifts we'll get tomorrow. I'm sure we're all very grateful for things we'll get tomorrow. At least I hope we'll be. Even for socks and ties, although we've got millions of them, we'll still be grateful for them. But God's gifts are different. And that's why we had read to us this morning, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God's gifts never grow old. God's gifts are always new. And God's gifts, the more we give away of them, the more we have to ourselves. So while we're thankful for all the gifts at this Christmas time, we're most thankful for the Saviour.